I always look forward to having you here. Ah, and you are such a blessing to this community. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Reverend Suzanne, for controlling the Zoom, and for Susan for doing that great prayer and just guiding us through this process. And Jess in the back makes us sound good. Thank you, Jess. Okay. And Tony's at home working on all the specifics of this, so it's all good. It takes a team. It takes a whole group of people. Ah, so welcome to the Foothill Center for Spiritual Living. Our theme this month is celebrating divine truth. So let's take a moment and think about that. What is divine truth to you? And the subject of my talk today is to be or not to be. And I have to tell you, I love this. That's the question. To be or not to be. In life, we have choices. And so we're going to open today to the greater choices that are available to us. And I love Shakespeare because in his great plays, he questioned everything. Anybody else questioning everything? Not me. Yeah. I question all the time. See, I believe everything that Shakespeare wrote was about his personal fears, his doubts, his questions of why, God, why is this happening, to be or not to be? Many of his questions were left unanswered. Same as for us. At times, our questions go without answers. Have you found that to be true in your life? To be or not to be? I love this subject. To be or not to be kind. To be kind or not to be kind is a choice. To be fearful or not to be. To be joyous and loving or not to be. To be faith-filled or not. The question we ask ourselves today is, will I choose to live in faith or not? Today we can find a lot that challenges us. Anybody? So we're asking the question this morning, to be or not to be gives us choices. We don't have to push against something. We just want to open to the choices that are available to us. Because these choices awakens each one of us to self-responsibility. No matter what is happening out there in the world. And there's a lot, isn't there? I don't know, but sometimes my head just spins and I have to just go kind of hide in the closet. Okay, God. We each are free in this moment, in everything that's taking place. We are free to choose. We might ask, why should I bother? It's terrible out there. Let's just keep hiding. Why do we have positive and negative emotions? And what's that all about? These different emotional states, positive, negative, the news. So we move forward a little bit more and we say, why does the smell of coffee, baked brownies, bacon and roses have such an attraction for us? I like that. I really put bacon in there. I love bacon. I'm now eating turkey bacon. It's pretty good. I believe all of this is asking us one, it's asking us to wake up. Smell the roses, smell the bacon, smell the coffee, smell the things that are going on, smell the COVID idea. Be present in life. This is what it's asking us. To be or not to be means you have a choice. Life is filled with choices, to be or not to be fully engaged or not.
Hide in the closet.
For me, my challenges call me to be greater. My challenges ask me to be more, to rise above old hurts, to make different choices. I think that's what my challenges ask me. What are your challenges asking you today? And on the flip side of that, my joys inspire me. My joys lift my soul. See, I think I'm so grateful. Thank you, God, that I have challenges and joys. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but I have to look pretty hard to find my joy. And maybe I need to go make some bacon, and it gives me joy. See, it's up to me. It's up to you to choose again. How will I respond to life? To learn and to grow the best I can. Am I going to make mistakes? Oh, you bet. There are people who will prove it to you, too. I make mistakes only so people don't feel bad. Good, Reverend Suzanne's laughing. I believe our life events are just triggers. They're triggers asking us to wake up. Wake up to greater choices. Wake up to something that is more than what we have ever imagined. Will our choices lift us up? Will we choose to activate our faith? See, I think that's what annoyances and these things that just kind of go, I don't know about you, but kind of cross your eyes. I believe that that's asking us to activate our faith in a greater way, allowing our faith to lift us up. Will we give raise to empowering our own being? Will we allow the fullness of our faith to lift us up beyond the conditions and the situations and thoughts of I will, I can come up for us in that moment? Will I thank the power of God in advance? As I said in the meditation, will I thank the power of God in advance to guide me in every moment? I know it takes strong faith to do that, especially when we seem to be bombarded with different events and circumstances that have our eyes crossed. See, this is, I believe, the longing within the core of each and every one of us is our divine nature, desiring to wake up, desiring to be the leading edge of who we are. It is the fulfilled, it is fulfilled in us through our choices, through the choices we make. It is where we hear Spirit's promise etched in our hearts. Spirit's promise, I and my Father are one, John 10:30. I and my Father are one. So no matter what's going on out there, when we come back into this Spirit's promise that lives within us, we can be empowered and ask that within us to guide us. Our December theme is divine truth. Let us each look to see holiness in everything. Where's the holiness in this? And when we get stuck, just ask, let me see the holiness in this. Can you remember that this week? I'm working on it. And as we ask, we know in our faith, we know in our tradition that as you ask, so you receive. But when we fight and argue with the events and circumstances in our lives, we push against it, and it doesn't give that spirit of life room to expand. Let me see the holiness in this. As we ask, we open that door that receives. Like Reverend Suzanne talked about last Sunday, open. Don't close it. approach your human self as a loving parent would. Approach that part of you that wants to say, "Oh, honey, let me kiss your boo-boo." You remember? I remember my mother, when I'd fall down, and I fell a lot, and she put stuff on my knee. It's usually my knee. I still have the scars. But then she'd blow on it. Now we know today, because we're all wearing masks, yes, that she blew her germs on my boo-boo. But I didn't think of that when I was a kid. I just knew that her blowing on my boo-boo made it well. This week, I was working with a client, and I said, "You gotta ask God to kiss your boo-boos." And I realized, we gotta do that. Today, I don't know about you, but there seems to be more boo-boos out there, yes? With compassion and acceptance for the God within us. So I have a story for you today. I like this story. It's called Trust Your... this little book, you can tell I like it. It's Alan Cohen, Wisdom of the Heart. And I open this a lot. I use it a lot in talks. So this is Trust Your Instincts. Ellen checked into the hospital in West Hills, California, to give birth to a baby girl. While the mother and child were recovering, the family's three Doberman Pinschers mysteriously disappeared from their home. Ellen's husband was frantic, and he drove around the city for hours looking for the dogs, with no luck. Late that night, Ellen looked out of her window on the third floor of the hospital, and there she saw, amazed her, sitting on the sidewalk, were all three dogs looking patiently up at the window. And no worse for wear after traveling miles across the busy city and the highways. Not only had the dogs managed to find the hospital, they knew which room Ellen was in. And once the three musketeers saw Ellen in the window and realized that she was fine, they willingly went home with her husband. I like that story, because that story tells us to trust your instincts. Nature has infused in all of us living beings with an impeccable wisdom. It lives in you, it lives in me. We were born with it. When we each give permission, and that's what we have to do, we have to give permission to connect to that innate divine intelligence that lives within us. We learn how to get wherever we wish to go when we connect to this wisdom within. It's up to each one of us to open and to clear the way for our spiritual insight and inside of us. We are alive because life lives in us. We don't have to go get it. We don't have to be any cuter. We move because there is a holy essence, a holy energy flowing through each and every one of us. It is that life force. It's always there. You exist because the Spirit of God chose to individualize in you as you. Itself as you. Hear that. The Spirit of God individualized itself in you. It could only be you as you. And it delights in being you. So, we should return the favor and delight in being us. This life force is in everyone. No person is excluded. No person is excluded from holiness, from the divine life force. It can't be. It would be like those early morning Santa Clauses as I walk the dog that are have no air in them. If we didn't have that divine force in us, we would be empty, empty vessels. To be or not to be, am I willing to accept? Are you willing to accept who you are? Are you willing to accept the power of God's love today for you, in you, as you? Yes. I hear the crowds. Yes. Act like a crowd. Are you willing to give permission? Allowing the light of God's love to shine within you and all you do as you say, okay, God, I'm here to be in partnership. In every moment, doesn't matter, even if you're making a mistake. So breathe into that. What will being full of your divine self feel like for you? Take a moment. If you totally and absolutely today accept that you're full of it, that there is a power within you that breathes you, that guides you, that wants your very best, that will kiss your boo-boos, whatever it is, how will you live? How will you look at things? To be or not to be? That's the choice we make today. Today, I invite each and every one of us to open the door and to begin talking to God, begin talking to Spirit as your very best friend. God is here for you. Whatever you call it, the beloved, the divine, the power, the source, you name whatever works for you, but call on it. Learn to call upon the Father within you. It's interesting, you're going to hear more about this later today. I'm going to do a class, Reverend Suzanne's going to do a class, and mine's on prosperity, and I had the book, but it's in my office. I'll show it to you later. It's all about using the power of the Father within you to guide you. So I invite each one of us to rise and shine like the morning sun. Our divine nature calls each one of us to a greater sense of unity and harmony, to an all-embracing harmony and goodness that is alive at the very center of our being. I'm going to invite you to claim it today, to accept it today, because this month, December, is going to be totally different. November was totally different than we've ever experienced before. And we're going to have to be okay with it. So let's use this time to deepen our faith, to deepen our trust. For we recognize with, as Shakespeare said, all of the world is a stage and we are merely players. We have our exits and our entrances, and each one plays many parts. We each individually play many parts. So this month, at this time of the year, what part will you play? What part will you choose to play today? Life has room for all our characters. I know some you question, but life has room for all life's characters and all expressions. There is not just one way to be, so we need each to individually find the way that works for us and do the best we can. Each life is a work of art. We celebrate together this holiday season by remembering the Father within. The Christ in each one of us is our hope and glory. To walk through this time together, let's remember that. Our passion, our love, our unity with the divine. And together, give that part of us permission to rise and shine. Will you do that? I plan on it. Let's take that into prayer. To be or not to be. That is a choice we start today to make. So knowing and accepting that there is an infinite wisdom that lives within each and every one of us, it is the very life and breath of my being, I recognize that this day I am the beloved place where God shows up. I am filled full to overflowing with the divine, magnificent expression of love, of joy, of spirit, and of life in its fullness. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure and pure delight to know and speak this truth about and for you this day, knowing that right where you are, God is. And we open that door, we stay open and available to allow the fullness of God, like the sun in the morning, to rise, to shine, to partner with us, to warm us, to guide us, to be or not to be. We open the door to that question, and only we personally can answer that, knowing that right where you are, God is, that there's an infinite power of love that heals, that renews, that reminds you that you are the beloved place where God shows up. This is what I know to be true, and so much more that is yet to be discovered for and about each and every one of us. And we send the same blessing out beyond these walls, out to Facebook land, out to Zoom land, and we allow the richness and the fullness that lives within each and every one of us to awaken in its own unique way, individualized as you and as me. And we expand this blessing out to the very hearts of the world, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied and magnified. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God. I don't have to know how to do that. I just call upon it, and it answers with, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And we trust in faith that it has already happened, that it's already taken place. And so we trust in the mystery and the miracles. As I release this, my powerful word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We trust it, we count on it, and we open greater this day to it. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.